Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head boys and girls cross country coach Spencer Ross and Humboldt's lone representative in the state meet this year, sophomore Bryn Malo. Our first guest is Humboldt head boys and girls cross country coach Spencer Ross. The Wildcats is a team placed fifth in the conference for the boys and fourth for the girls, and one runner advanced to the state meet that took place in Fort Dodge last Saturday in Bryn Malo. I caught up with Ross this week to discuss the season. In the NCC this year, boys placing fifth in the conference, girls placed fourth. How would you sum up the season for both programs here in 2023?
Big picture, even before we started practicing, when I dug back through the numbers and results from the past, those were reasonable goals for us, finishing middle of the pack in the conference on both sides. You know, realistically, I thought that's where we should and would be, and that turned out to be the case. There's some fast teams up at the top of both divisions, and again, realistically, we knew we probably weren't going to be catching them, but we had our eyes on a couple that we knew it's going to come down to in the race, and we talk so much about that are attainable and measurable, and any sort of team goal that we have starts with each individual. You can have these big goals for your whole squad, but unless everybody on the team is kind of focusing on themselves and trying to maximize their potential for the season. So that's just always been our message. You know, it has to start with each individual kid, and if everything goes well and the stars align, really good thing. So that was our mindset as far as the big picture conference race goes.
Bryn Malo, talking individually with your lone state qualifier this year. How would you describe her performance this year, now in her sophomore year, after going to the state meet back in her freshman year, going through this season, now getting back to the state meet?
First of all, I think she handled the pressure very well. You know, whether you voiced it or not, there is pressure that comes with qualifying for something like the cross-country state meet as a freshman. You feel like I've got to be there every year now. Again, hopefully that plays out, but man, a lot can change in the course of a high school career. So I was proud of her attitude and just how positive she was all year. She worked hard. She ran a new PR this year, so we were able to see a little bit of improvement year to year. And I know she's already thinking about next year. She should be. And I hope that by the end of her career, man, we hope we can get some more people down is the hope. But really, yeah, I just think she handled everything with grace, worked hard, even leading up to that state cross-country meet, satisfied with whatever happened. And conditions weren't great there at the state meet, you know, as far as temperature goes, just from the sense of not being used to running in that a whole lot, because we were fortunate with our weather through all of our meets and even all of our practice, that it's a little bit of a shock to your body when you move down that much for 2 days and now I'm supposed to go compete in a race. But again, she handled that. You know, I was happy with her performance. She was. And I will say that was a real fast field compared to last year when she ran. She finished in 71st place this year compared to 31st last year. But even if she runs her PR there this year, and that only gets her around the 50th place mark. So it was just a real fast field. Lots of young kids up at the front, a lot of freshmen up there in the top 20. You know, isn't really anything new, girls especially. Sometimes girls end up trying to chase those freshman and sophomore time over the course of a 4-year high school career at that age. Lots can change.
And Coach, having a runner like Bryn Malo in your program, what does that do for the other athletes when they see the success that she has?
I think it helps. Had the kids vote on some team awards, and one of them was an underclassman award. Future leader of the pack, we called it. Just trying to identify some of those freshmen, sophomore, juniors who have demonstrated some leadership qualities, have tried to set a good example for their teammates, and could eventually become one of those upperclassmen, you know, or at the front of every drill and leading our warm-ups. And she was one of the winners of that. She won that on the girls' side. Joel Thurm won that on the boys' side. You know, I think that speaks volume to the kids and any award I could give them or any coaches. When your teammates vote you for that, there's something to that. That was kind of cool. It has a little bit about with her running performance, but, you know, I think kids are starting to see how hard she's worked, and that tends to pull a lot of the underclassmen and sometimes even upperclassmen along with you. It's good to have someone out there who isn't afraid to, you know, push themselves and try to win every rep and every drill that we do in practice.
Coach, as far as seniors in the program this year, your thoughts on that group as they raced for the final time in this program?
Well, I can tell you one thing, and I brought this up at our last time kind of getting together for the year. We're going to lose 16 seniors. We only had about 40 runners on our team this year. So half of our team, when we show up for practice, the first day to be there. There's a lot. lot of kids there that have been in the program for 3 to 4 years. We talked about how, this being my first year, it was easy for me to see the positive impact that a lot of them have left on kids below them. It is. It's going to be a lot to replace. It's more of just the leadership, just the good people that group of kids are. It's going to be tough to replace all of them. I talked to Leader Award. We also gave a senior award out, the Wildcat Legacy Award. Alana Malo and Peyton Van Pelt were our two winners of that. Got a lot of votes. You know, I had a lot of these kids in sixth grade. So for me, on a personal level, it's neat to see growth that a lot of them have made. They were 11 or 12 to now. They're about to graduate here at the end of the year and go off and hopefully do big things. So we're going to miss the senior group from top to bottom. And I just hope that we can continue to build this program. Every year, I'm saying that same thing, that our seniors are our leaders, good people on and off the course, and just represent themselves and their teammates in the school how we want to represent them.
Your thoughts on the cross-country program moving into 2024, losing that big group of seniors to graduation?
I look forward to kind of having a little bit of time here to reflect myself how this year went. Overall, I'm very happy with how things went. People ask me, hey, you know, what did you think? Did you like it? I absolutely loved this year, and I'm so glad that I decided to step away from football, which was a tough decision. It kind of played out just how I thought. I think it's best for everyone involved, myself included. New challenge, and I look forward to tweaking some things here and there as we head into next season. We're already working on our summer running and lifting program. Coach Hoagland is kind of heading that up, and we're just trying to get something a little bit more structured in place just to keep a little bit of accountability. You know, it's easier to get up and run if you've got a few buddies that are going to be there with you. But we're not easy with it because these are also kids and they need time off and they need to enjoy their, you know, we talked about Art of Banquet. If you want to achieve great things in the sport of cross country and you want to your goals and you want to continue to improve, it takes more than just showing up on the first day of practice. That's the next thing on our minds is continuing to keep these kids active and hope to get a jump start on next cross-country season.
Appreciate it, Coach, and thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
That was Humboldt head boys and girls cross-country coach Spencer Ross. Our next guest is Humboldt sophomore runner Bryn Malo. Malo competed for the second time in the state meet in as many years after medaling in the conference. I sat down with Malo this week to discuss her sophomore season. So, Bryn, this was your second season. You qualified for the state meet at Fort Dodge again. At the beginning of the season, what were some of the goals that you had set in the offseason coming into your sophomore year?
Well, I really wanted to go back to state. That was, of course, the goal. But I just wanted to work hard and come back in strong because I had such a strong freshman season. So I just wanted to come back fast. And so I ran over the summer a lot. We did team runs every morning in the summer. So that was fun. Doing that, getting in shape. And yeah, I just wanted to do good, I guess. Go back to state.
So you guys have pretty good camaraderie with your team then.
Yeah, we're all really, really close. But there were so many senior girls. It was so fun that like we were all so close. Next year will be a lot smaller, but hopefully it will still be fun.
The conference meet down in Fort Dodge. You placed fifth, medal in the conference here your sophomore year. Take me through your race plan going into that and how you thought you raced here at conferences.
I thought I raced pretty well at conference. It was like perfect running weather. It was so nice. It wasn't windy. It was sunny, but I just wanted to run fast. So I went out strong and then ran there at state the year before. And then I knew if I went to state, I'd be running there again. So ran my race, focused on the girl in front of me the whole time and just tried to do my best. And I did pretty well.
We move on to qualifying at Spencer. You made the state meet a year ago, and then you're trying to make it for a second consecutive year now in your sophomore year. Was there any pressure coming in to that qualifying meet, and what was the plan going into that race?
Yeah, there was definitely a lot of pressure on that, but I think I was putting more pressure on myself than anybody else was because our coach, Spenny, he didn't want to put any pressure on me because our district this year was super difficult, the hardest district in the state. I knew a lot of fast girls were going to be there. During the race, it was kind of stressful because I was in like 17th place the entire race and top 15 go. And I was like, no way the season's going to end like this. So I just did my best. I'm so competitive that it kind of helped push me to get into the 14th. It was a super fun race. I PR'd there for the first time since last year. So I was the fastest I've ever ran. It was a fun race.
To punch your ticket to go back to the state meet, just tell me a little bit about the emotions running through your head when you knew back-to-back years as a freshman and now a sophomore, you were going to get to compete in Fort Dodge.
It was so exciting. Like, I was so happy. And it was my last race to run with my sister. And it was just with all the senior girls. It was so fun. And it was just so exciting. Because during the whole race, I wasn't sure. Because my freshman year going in, I was ranked 6th. And I was in the top 6 the entire race. This one, I wasn't even in the top 15 the entire race till the last, like, half a mile. So I was kind of nervous, but it was so exciting to qualify and cross the finish line and know that I'm headed back to state and it wasn't my last race of the season.
At the state meet, very fast field this year. We're talking to Coach Ross. How did you think you performed out at a state this year?
I think I did all right. I think I definitely could have done a little bit better, but it was so cold. That was the coldest I've ever ran in. But I don't know. I did the best I could in the moment. So.
Well, we want to congratulate you making it back-to-back years. So it is a tough challenge to get back down to Fort Dodge and doing it your freshman sophomore year. Now that you've been to the state meet twice, have you had a chance to reflect upon doing it in your freshman sophomore year already?
Honestly, it's so special. Like, I'm so blessed that I've been given the opportunity to go back-to-back both years. And hopefully next year, maybe the next year, that's the goal. But honestly, it's just so special. There's that many fast girls in Iowa, and I get to be part of that. It's so special to me. And it's so fun every year. And it's so fun to see all the support from the town and all my friends and family.
Now, you've got also track season coming up in the spring. Are you looking forward to getting back running?
I want to run a little bit more in the off season this year and just be going more in shape this year. So hopefully I can just be a little bit faster than last year. But track season's so fun, too. It's like finally gets nice outside. All my friends go out and it's so fun every year.
Just looking back this past year, you have a favorite memory of competing here in your sophomore year cross country?
Probably just being with all the girls. We're all so close and more just like, it doesn't even feel like, even though practices are hard and workouts are difficult, but we all do it together. So it doesn't even make it feel as bad. I don't know. My favorite memory is just being with all the seniors and my sister, Alana, because next year they're all going to be gone. But honestly, it was just such a special season to me. It was so fun.
Well, Bryn, thank you for joining us here on 97.7 The Bolt and wish you all the luck here coming up in the spring with track season.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That was Humboldt sophomore Bryn Malo. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.